Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Right. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Today is Friday, folks, and you know what that means. It's your day to give. And I've got a story to read you from a listener who says that his outlook on giving has shifted ever since he started making these commitments. He writes, "I walk through the streets of my city every morning and evening on my way to and from work. More often than not, I run across many homeless people, and a lot of these homeless people are begging for change. I used to think, oh, I'll start giving to beggars when I'm wealthy, when I have more than enough for myself, and I can spare some extra. I thought that once I became a millionaire, I would even be able to go big and give each of them a $20 bill when I walked by. After all, isn't $20 just pocket change to a millionaire? And then a few days ago, after turning down yet another panhandler, I thought about the commitment that I was supposed to be making to give. And I realized that until I am a millionaire, what's pocket change to me is, well, pocket change. And I can easily hand that out, which is what I started doing. A quarter here, a few dimes there. To these people, anything helps. And the gratitude they express when I give it to them really brightens my day. So I can't even claim it's a selfless act, since I am greatly enjoying what I'm getting in return. A big thank you, a boost in my mood, and a day that looks brighter already. For a quarter? What a deal." And he's really hit the nail on the head with this story. And thank you for writing in, by the way. Because giving doesn't have to involve large sums of money or expensive gifts. It doesn't even have to involve material goods. A smile, a compliment. These are both wonderful gifts that do so much for the person receiving them, and as I keep saying, even more for the person giving them. Make it your mission today to give something to somebody, no matter how small. And guess what? Brighter days and days that flow more smoothly are exactly what we need as writers. It helps us not only get more done, but feel much better about what we're doing. Have you ever had a day where nothing seems to be going right? We all have. Well, they're just no fun, right? You feel unmotivated, incapable, and just plain stuck. You can actually feel the mental blockage preventing you from writing, or writing anything worth keeping. There will always be days like that, of course, but you can do everything possible to minimize days like that. And giving to others is a way to do it. Do you have a story of a time when giving brought back more to you than you gave? Let's hear it. Please send it to me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback, dreamplaywright.com/feedback. This weekend, I want you to turn away from your writing and use those days to just be. You might think that when I say be, it's just a fancy way of saying take the weekend off and go party. Well, what I'm really saying is make an effort to relax, spend some time alone, continue your meditation exercises if at all possible. I know some people's weekends are kind of hectic, but do whatever you can, because meditation truly is the best way to just be. It's also an integral part of the attraction process, which is why I emphasize it so heavily for Wednesday's commitment to attract. What just being does is turns your mind off. Have you ever been working on something that takes a lot of brain power, a word scramble or a crossword puzzle, or a difficult project at work, and you just can't seem to make headway? Then you take a break, or do something else for a few hours, and come back to it. Suddenly, you're more focused, and you have more ideas. Bingo. It's the same for writing. Taking the weekend to just be produces the same phenomenon. When you return to your writing Monday morning, you'll be more focused, the ideas will flow, and you'll be happier with what you're putting on paper. Why is this? Are you suddenly smarter or more knowledgeable than you were before the weekend? No, it's because by shutting your mind off, at least from what you were working on, your brain now has room to process other things. And just like what happens when you make changes to your daily routine, your neural pathways get redefined, and this bolsters creativity. Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the program, please go to dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.